Lord, to give thanks that even in these days God is working upon us. Now, Pastor Akimoto was hospitalized, but he is going to come back to Tokyo. And come back soon. Now we're going to have a time of prayer for Pastor Akimoto. Let me pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you that these bad things were allowed to Pastor Akimoto. Well, he's going to come back to Tokyo. Please protect him and please heal him and please show your victory through this. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you very much. That you are leading and you are guiding Pastor Akimoto to recover. It was decided that he is going to move to Tokyo's hospital, and through this we know that you have your blessing through this. Please heal him and please guide him, and from the rehab please strengthen him and show your healing, and please listen to each one of our prayers too. Now then, let's have a time for a short prayer. Dear Father, thank you for this prayer. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Please continue praying for Pastor Paul Akimoto. He's going to move to Tokyo on the 5th of September. Please pray for him. And today, we're going to have a charismatic meeting in Hyatt Regency Hotel. Now, next month, we're going to have the prayer for the Jerusalem. So please pray for this meeting. And please God is leading this peace pray meeting every year. And we're going to get some house message from all over the countries and from many missionaries. And also there will be Israel team sent. Let's see the video. Jeremiah chapter 22, verse 7 to 8. May 14th, Israel was rebuilt. Israel independence declare.
信仰によってから約束された地に他国人のようにして住み、同じ約束を共に相続する者と雇うことをうまく征服させました。彼は固い基礎の上に建てられた都を待ち望んでいたのからです。その都を設計して建設されたのは神です。事実彼はさらに強いことを、すなわち天のことに憧れていたのです。ふるさとって言いますよね。永遠のふるさと。天のふるさと。彼らのふるさと、そして固い基礎の上に立ったエルサレムってここだったと。そしてね、重要なことは何が重要なのかというと、我々は天のエルサレムのことです。つまり我々はここにいいですか、まだ天のエルサレムは下ってこないから、このエルサレムではなくてね、天から下ってくるエルサレムに永遠に神と共に住まれ、永遠の価値の生活に入っていくということになるんですね。 エルサレムのオリーブ山で祈ることの意味合いっていうのも分かっていたのでしょう。あそこの場所は特別な場所だ。明らかにね、神殿の場所でしょ。神殿で常しえの手を置くって書いてあるんです。常しえってのは永遠の主の手を置く。あそこ永遠の主の特別な場所なんです。
We are led to do these overseas missions, especially Israel, and also the Russian Jews are being sent to us. Especially, we are led to do the missionary to the Russian Jews.There's, and we can see there are many special things are open beyond us. And also, we are spiritually Israelis, and we are our.Our nationality is in heaven. So when we go to Israel, I can feel that we are the eternal thing, eternal thing. And so even from Nagasaki, I can feel that we are part of eternal
thing. And
God is notifying us about this eternal life. So I think there are some people who doesn't haveMoney or doesn't have time to go, please pray to God. Well, of course, even you're here, you're going to get the blessing from God. But if you go to Israel, you are also going to get more and much more from God.So please pray and hope to God. And everyone who wants to go to Israel is God's will. And if it's God's will, God will show you and will work upon you. Now there is a 1 minute video. Hello everyone. Today's theme is about seven churches. Revelation chapter 1 to 3, it is talking about the seven churches. From the time church started to the rapture are called church era. Seven churches are not representing the years, but it is representing that seven churches exist in each era and in each country. So that means every church can be classified in seven churches. Now, seven churches are stated about the second coming. For example, in Revelation chapter 2, verse 25, Sardis, Revelation chapter 3, verse 3, Philadelphia, Revelation chapter 3, verse 10. And also on the script, it says that he will protect. And so that this means that seven churches exist in second coming. So if you think that it's in each era, then Laodicea is going to be at the end of the church. But this won't make sense. It means that in each era, in each country, there are seven churches. So this will be classified in these seven churches. So it was about seven churches. In Revelation chapter 1, 2, 3, it is said. Please note it. Now, Nagasaki team is going to be sent from 6th of September. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And this team is set to read this revelation and also do the nine meals fasting. But I want you to get the blessing from God. And get the word from God. Well, yesterday, Masuda, Pastor Masuda's wife went to heaven, passed away and went to heaven. So please pray for the church and for his husband and for her husband. Now let's go to the message. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11. So I'm going to talk about the Word of God. God is really loving us. And there is no one who is loved by like us.
そしてですね、しかしその神様の言葉の中にですね、その神様のご愛が
And also, his love is filled in his word. So of course, you will hear that God is loving us, but maybe you're not sure about it, or you do not understand about it. But the secret is in his word. Pastor Akimoto was talking about this in message. It's about God's word. Well, last week, thank you very much. There were a person who came to the church for the first time. It was the first time to come to church, so that person thought that he or she didn't want it to be looked at it like a stranger, but the person had like a thinking that it's not much a good place. That person came to Kokoro Gospel concert before, and also to charismatic meeting. And when I hear that, from that, I thought that when I was 18 or 19, I went to church for the first time, and I thought that it was really like a weird place. I am always said to Koba-chan or... or in a nickname, but that pastor said to me, Kobayashi-san. And from even in that kind of small thing, I felt that I was been respect. And I thought it was really a good thing for me. But the important part is the word. In church, when you say the word to someone else, but it's just a person's, some person's word. But when God gives you the word, and when he is going to show the love, he is going to give you the word that you can move forward or work on it. Sometimes we say that Bible is a love letter from God. So in the word, in God's word, there is the love. So from the Bible, you can just pick a word and can get that word. Or maybe God will speak to you through the Bible. Even in any case, from the word you can get and you will feel God's love. I'm going to tell you one story. Pastor Akimoto was saying that when you get God's word and stand on the word, and you have to, when you understand the word, For example, seeking you will find this word is maybe a common Bible verse that you will hear again and again, but if you really understand and if you understand this word, and when you stand on this word, and when you stand and when you act, then you will see God's love. But if you don't seek from God's word, or if you don't hope in God's word, you will not see God's love or plan. But God is demanding, seek it. So even if you feel difficult, or even if you don't want to, when you do it, you will see God's plan. In Sendai, there were a thing. I got a call from a mom, from a mother. That mother said has a daughter. Mother is a Christian, and her daughter was really had a mental disease. And he was a college student, medical college student, and I thought, why was she depressed? And she was depressed because she had to write the report, and she had to do many experiments. And she was using a rat, and she was feeding a rat so carefully, and she really loved that rat. Before, when she entered that college, she wanted to be a vet. She really loved animals. But she had to do an experiment to the rat. And she was feeding that rat. And she had to do the experiment to that rat. And she didn't want to do it. And from that, she got a mental disease. And when we went there and when we talked about God and we tell her about what God is, and she soon believed in Jesus Christ. And we were asked to pray about the daughter so that she won't need to use the rat for the experiment. So we prayed about that. Soon she came to the services. And she said, and she was so surprised, and she said, your prayer was heard by him. I think that mother was praying about that too, but after that prayer, she said that after that prayer, The equipment that you have to use for the experiment broke, she said. And that daughter's teacher said that he said that you don't need to do the experiment. So he said to write the report from the data that you already have. And I really praise God. And I can see the grace from this. And And also after that, she had to take other classes, and he was said to pray for other things. And she was she really was encouraged by this, by this experience. So you need to seek God's word, and standing on God's word and acting and understanding, this is a really important part to get love from God's word. So please remember this, and let's see more God's love. Let me pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you very much. Thank you for leading this service. Dear Heavenly Father, please, I thank you that you are loving each one of us. Please let us notify your love from your word, and let us stand on your word and catch it and stand it and understand your word. In the name of Jesus I pray. Amen. Now we'll have time for healing prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, please heal each one of us, and please show your grace. Please give us your healing, and please give your healing spirit in each one of us. Now we'll have time for a short repentance. Now I want you to pray for your healing. Heal each one of us, and please free everyone. In the name of Jesus, I demand take all the devils.
イエスキリストの御名によってお人々の体と心、精神を癒されよ。